Aspen's Benedict Music Tent is usually a venue for summertime concerts and festivals. But for the last 5 weeks, it's been Aspen Valley Hospital's drive-through COVID-19 vaccine clinic.
But yeah, we're just writing the time that they got vaccinated.
Great.
So they know it's 15 minutes. I don't look very organized right now, but I am.
That's Joanna, a volunteer at the Aspen Clinic. She sports thick mittens and carries a handful of sticky notes in a heavy snowstorm. Her job is to mark patients' vehicles with the time they received their shots so they can be monitored for potential side effects by Aspen ambulance crews for a full 15 minutes before leaving the clinic. On a sunnier day, Joanna would be using a wax pencil to label cars, but that method wasn't working in the snow. Inclement weather is just one of many challenges that local hospitals have faced while doling out vaccines. Even in the snow, Gabe Muthing, incident commander of the Pitkin County COVID-19 Incident Management Team, stands by Aspen Hospital's choice to vaccinate outdoors.
You know, especially with our 70-plus crowd, our concern is getting people in and out of cars in bad weather. You know, why not just keep them in the cars? And that's exactly our mentality. And the nice thing is it makes our flow so much easier rather than having to find your way through a hospital.
Another challenge is that hospitals find out how many vaccines they'll receive in a given week only days before administering those doses. Valley View Hospital in Glenwood Springs switched to an online appointment system in response to an overwhelming number of phone calls when its clinic first opened. And the hospitals need to be prepared in case those appointments fall through. That's what happened on January 27th when I-70 was closed while a FedEx truck was removed from the Colorado River and some patients couldn't make their appointments. Stacy Gavrell, Valley View's public information officer, said the hospital had to get creative when those patients canceled.
These vaccines, you know, once we thaw them and start to initiate the process for them to be administered, we have a certain window in which we need to use them. And we are extremely dedicated to make sure that there is no dose of vaccine that goes wasted. And so we were able to reach out quickly to Rob Stein and make sure that those vaccines were put to great use by bringing the teachers in.
On February 8th, Valley View expanded eligibility to include local pre-K through 12th grade educators. Eligibility is first determined by the state, but Garfield County hospitals meet weekly to decide when they can expand those requirements. Counties report population numbers to the state, which determines how many vaccines hospitals receive. This process becomes a numbers game when people from outside Garfield County start making appointments at in-county hospitals.
The governor said that was fine. You cannot deny someone a vaccine.
That's Anique Pruitt, Director of Community Relations at Grand River Health in Rifle.
We've had people from Denver. We've had people from Junction. It's challenging because we want to vaccinate. We're reporting for our county, yet we have people coming from all over.
Aspen Valley Hospital expected this, since many community members are multiple homeowners or seasonal workers. Muthing says the clinic can handle it.
Our goal in the end is to get vaccines to as many people as we can. We certainly are looking at this as vaccinating our residents. But we also realize that that extends to people that live and work in Pitkin County and those people that come to visit us and that are our neighbors, even if it's for a short time.
Down Valley at Grand River, Director of Primary Care Denise Clough says that by vaccinating the most vulnerable populations first, the hospital feels prepared for the next groups in line for their shots. Clough says the Grand River staff has been pleasantly surprised at the number of people 70 and older wanting to come in.
Because that population really wanted the vaccine, they made the effort and they came in and they got, you know, transportation. We've seen a lot of children bringing their parents in for their vaccines, you know, their elderly parents or grandparents.
Patient gratitude is one thing all the hospitals have in common, and good cheer abounds. Gavrell remembers a recent patient at Valley View.
And he was an older gentleman, and he had this huge smile on his face. And he says to me, "See this shirt?" And I looked at his shirt, and he's kind of got this, like, little crazy, brightly colored button-down shirt. He said, "This is my vaccine day shirt." And it was wonderful.
The three hospitals agree the biggest limitation is the number of vaccines they receive. Now that they've developed systems to vaccinate patients safely and efficiently, they look forward to receiving more doses from the state. I'm Kathleen Shannon with KDNK.